Begin the current daf, Masech Pesachim, daf Chav Zayin, begin on the base, begin the taste of Masech, that begins with the Gemara, Mechlal, the inference is, Rabban, and Shor, Kushavuka, connected, that they permit, even if the flame is opposite the bread that's being baked. So just come explain that even according to Rabbanon, however, regarding the laws of Shemitah, benefiting from the flame is considered that the pleasure and the consuming of it is at the same time. Which the Gemara had a difficulty, according to the one who says that the prohibition is going to be when we understand, if you hold loicha shayis, when it's flaming. So, okay, you could see shvach eitz in the past. According to one that says that even loicha shayis is mutter, because the fire, the issur has already been consumed. So when do you ever have the halach of the bread being forbidden, according to Rabbi, because of shvach eitz in the past? So the Gemara said, oh, tomorrow when the flame is opposite it, then it wasn't totally consumed, then you have a benefit from it. Which the Gemara says, oh, they come to the contra banon to disagree. They say it's going to be mutter, even kishavuki genedek. Then the Gemara's question was, so then which case are you ever going to have a contra banon, the prohibition of having wood of the atzim, of the eitzim of Issa. Now, so says Rinter, if you're going to say, wait a second, Rabban, Kondra Rabban, Hoyle Babuka Kenegde, when the flame is opposite the bread, Chashavik Meshalev as well, Menagachom, it's considered like the flame is coming from the coals. That's obviously why they say it's like already been bottled, it's already been consumed. And therefore, that's why the hold is going to be mutter. And that's what the Gemara is asking. So when they have, it's going to be asum. So based on that assumption, and that's actually the conclusion too, my part, we said, a little gossip about good lays, what's the Gemara asking? So we have an alpha, but become a kof alpha and base. Now, why are we excluding the wood of Kedusha Shemitah? Because from the fact that it doesn't have the benefit and the consumption at the same time, like when you're eating something, because the benefit from it is only after it's consumed, after it turned from wood into the carbon, into the fire, then it's already coals, so therefore it does not have the Issa of Shemitah. What do you mean? Says the Gemara, but you have the wood of the oily wood, the firewood, which you use it for illumination purposes. That the benefit and the consumption happens at the same time when you light it, is when you have benefit from the light. So therefore, it's happening at the same time. That's the Gemara's question. Father, this text says, what type of question is this? But even when you haven't been from the light, that is already considered consumed. When you have the flame lighting, like the Gemara saying over there, Rabbanan, that even when the bread is baking and the fire opposite it, they say the bread's going to be mutter, because when the flame is there, whatever it's burning up has already been consumed. So then, you're back to, so what's the Gemara asking? It's not Hanas and Birab Mishava, even when it's Eitzim Damashkan, that's made for illumination purposes. Unless I say there's so much you could say is no mishum the shir kazeh, because this measurement, which is that benefiting from the wood right after it gets consumed, like chashvano acha biur lein shvius. According to the laws of Shemitah, that's not considered having benefiting after it's consumed. Shari b'achila, because from eating, which we will learn at the halacha, that it has to be that the benefit and the consumption at the same time. Luckily, comrade, no beer and shumma, they're also, you know, the benefit and the and it being consumed literally at the same time, either as you're eating. The loy matin, the only we're excluding is elishar eats only other woods. Only when it becomes totally into charcoal. But the benefit is right after it's consumed, like that of illumination of the atzei shemen, that is considered hanasim bir mishava, like regarding eating, regarding lozer shmita, and everything more has a bona fide question over there, that why over there does that atzei the mishkan not have kedusha shviyas? That is considered hanasim bir mishava. Now, then says taisa l'rebbe, according to Rebbe, they ate some delay mashkan, that regarding even wood that's not the oily wood, nam habli l'meiser, that also should be forbidden with laws of Shemitah, because the Lidei, because according to him, Kshavuka Kenegde, when the flame is opposite the bread, he says, Hanasim Bir Meshava, it is considered that it's happening at the same time, and therefore, that's why the bread's going to be Aser. So based on that, that should be included in the laws of Shemitah. And that's the Tzitzit, what you could say is, no, Hoyel Barev HaNa'achabir, since most of the benefit of regular wood when you burn it is after it's consumed, it's Lamem, it's Lost Torah, and then we should say that the Torah did not make them forbidden, that they're not included. Now, of course, you could have technically at the same time, like he says, but Kishabuka be connected, but generally it's not. Now, but Tim, but says is a wonder. Laman, Dama, Loicha, Shaz, Rabbi, Yasum, according to the opinion that says that according to Rabbi, when the coals are flaming, that according to Rabbi, it's going to be Asr, because then the coal has not been totally disintegrated. It's not going out. So amayla, it's not like charcoal, it's not gacholim. So amayla, also b'chaleitz mishvius. Then why don't we say that all wood is forbidden in shmita? Sharei nasin b'yurin shavu, because the benefit and the consumption is equal. Because that opinion does not hold that it's consumed when it's leichashos. the boys, not Bekana, and that is when the primary benefit is from the wood before it totally turns into charcoal, which is when it's flaming. And you're saying, according to their opinion, that's not good to, like, as if it's already bottle. So that should have been forbidden to Shemitah. Why don't we ask, according to their opinion, that all woods that should have Kedusha Shemitah, and not only Itzim Dabashkan, and Tesh remains with a question. Shemitah says, the master begins the woods of Gemara. Hektish, in contrast, by Hektish, a little bit elevated bottle. In contrast to Arlo, you can't compare the two, because Hektish is not even bottle even in a thousand, which Tesis says, Tame, it's a wonder. Machem, what are you saying that there's a stringency of Hektish in contrast to that of Arlo, and that you cannot learn out one from the other? Halei Hektish, what do you mean? Hektish is double shesh lemetirin hu adechil. Hektish is something that the Isra of Hektish could be permitted by using chil, by deconsecrating those funds. Now, umitam zeh, that reasoning ain't dinu li bottle chil about Isra kal. That's a reasoning not to be bottled even by a what's called a life to Isra, by even a lesser Isra, but even a rabbinic Isra, we have the reasoning. Because I mean, the Bereish Beilik, we said the Gemara Beid of Dal Med Aleph. So, how are you saying that, oh, there's a chumra of kachim, that's not bottled in a thousand? What do you mean? The Gemara should have said, that's of course Devash Yashem Etirin, and therefore that's not a specific stringency regarding Hektish, and therefore Hektish is not any more severe than Arla, and Tesis does not answer that question. Ketanei says, the master begins with the Gemara, Ba'atzei Shlamim, with the wood of funds of a, that are earmarked for a Shlamim. Tesis explains that the Gemara technically could have said that the Salacha was going by woods of Hektish that are bemazed like Rabbi Yehuda, because the Gemara had answered, for the Rav Papa had said, oh, that, what do you mean? Don't we say that once you do the mitzvah, it goes out from being hektish to chulim? So Rav Papa says, no, he was talking about woods of shlamim, which are kachem kal, according to Yehuda, who, just like he says, by b'meizid, it's not mischal, because there's no me'ilam. So to b'shlamim, where, since kachem kalim, so there's no me'ilam, so therefore, it retains its iser, which Taisa says, what you're deriving from, instead of saying by Shlomo, which is similar to that, you could have said it by that primary case of Rabbi Yehuda, which is these are woods of Hektish, and it was done by Mazen, deliberately. And that's a case when it would retain its Isser. So on that stasis, El Dalav Orcha de Musalav or Bemazen, but since it's not, quote, so common to violate Me'ila deliberately, by mistake is more common, then we said it in the case of Beshegi, Ba'atzi Shlomo, instead of saying Bemazen by that of regular Atzei Hektish. Ketanei says, the master begins with the Gemara. Brimino seems to be a contradiction. Kala Nesaf Mechulu, all those which are burnt, etc. This explains that really we could have said it by Atzei Shlam, which is similar to what we said in the previous places. The Gemara asked that on those who say that whenever you commit Me'ila, it goes out to be Chulin, I learned all those which have to be burnt, their ashes are permitted, except for the Atzei Ashera. And the ashes of Hektish are always going to be awesome. So you see, even after it's burnt, it still has its Kedusha. Not Rav Chama answered. He says, oh, that Brayis Tomal, where the fire happened by itself, there was no Me'ila, and therefore it retains its even by its ashes. Says Taisis, that Havel Masla Okmi, the Gemara could have explained his halacha be'atzei shlamim, by the woods of a shlamim. That even if it didn't happen by itself, as Rav Papa said before, since no Me'ila by shlamim, so it's not mischal, so it doesn't go out to chun, and if it's also, so that would have been another option. Ketanei says, the master begins the woods of Gemara, Chutzim Atzei Asher, except for the woods of an Asher Yitzur. Chase finds it difficult that why is this any different than an idol which broke by itself, which is permitted. The Gemara brought a braisa that said that everything that should be burnt, the ashes are mutter, except for the wood of an Asher Yitzur, where the ashes are going to be aser until a guy burns it and it's mevatla with the zara, then it's also always going to be aser. Says Taisis, Temel Rashba, it's a wonder to the Rashba. Why is the Asher that got burnt, that the ashes are going to be asur? What do you mean? To have a kavod is gilulim, shouldn't stop me'ala. There should be like an idol that breaks by itself. This shire, which is permitted, because I mean, prayer called something like the Gemara says, the Midzad of the Mal from the Vase, which, if it breaks by itself, so it's permitted. So here also, even if the fire happened by itself, so it should be mutter. And the Inlam, it says, they said, don't say, the Hachamari Bashar Shal Yisrael to Malah Shari Tree of a Jew, the Inlam Betalamas, which can never be nullified. You can't say that, because the Besef Tumura, the Farish, at the end of the Flam Dalma, and the Gemara explains, why don't we put the two cases together, which are both similarly saying the same idea, that the ashes of Hektish and that of an Asheri tree are always going to be awesome, because we want, because they're different in one element. Because by an Asheri tree, there is a Hector if a non-Jew went and burnt it and was Mavatlet. So it sounds like that the Bryce is talking about by an idol of a non-Jew, because if it was a Jew, non-Jew cannot burn it and be mevatel because it's not his. So since we're talking about an idol of a non-Jew, so therefore, if it burns by itself, it should be permitted, like an idol that breaks by itself. So why is the Brisa saying that the Asher Asher is going to be asked? Tosfos does not answer that question. Tinek says the master begins with the Gemara, in Bir Chametz El Seifa. Yehuda holds that the burning of the Chametz could only be done if it's done through burning. Says Tais, near the halacha, Rabbi Yehuda seems that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Sasamon Tanaka Vasei Beperek Basa Timur, because we have an anonymous Mishnah like him in the last parak, and Timur Dablam Gimel Bis. But then says Tais, we're going to say that Im Kain, so if that's the case, Bahadam Rabbi Yehuda, this Rabbi Yehuda says elsewhere, that Sukkah in the Heges Elba Abimim Shabalulov, you could only use the Schach from the four types of species that you have for the lulav, Yehina Me'alacha Gemaisa Alacha Shalosh Shabbi like him over there. The Asim Na'ud Leplig Rabban. They also do Rabban. They only disagree with him. Elam Tam only for the reasoning. The Chol Din Shet Chalash Alach Mas Vasev Alachalim the Din. Just to say that you can't learn that from something that, although initially it sounds like a stringency where you have to use the Dal Minim, but then it's going to be a leniency because you don't have Dal Minim, you're not going to make Schach. And that's the same time that they have over here on him in this Sugya, which we obviously disregard because we're saying the Allah is like him. But Rabbi Perkam and Sugya Sassam on Tanik Tikir Rabbanan. But yet we find regarding the law of Schach, in the first pack of Sukkot of Yonah Ramanav, that actually the anonymous Mishnah like Rabbanan. Because Iktani, the Mishnah teaches over there, Hidlo Lehasi Gabim Mesad Las. If you lower down on the Sukkah from the grapevine or from the Las from the gourd, Im Katzing Sher, if you cut it, so it's not a problem of Mochuber, it's going to be Kasher. What do you mean? That's not from the Dalmin of the Lulam. And so you see, we rule like the Rabbanan. Why don't we rule like Rabbi Huda? Just like over here, we should say like Rabbi Huda. What you could say is, Nadalcha came like Rabbi Huda. The reason why we rule like Rabbi Huda over here, is Meshum Denacher, for a different reasoning. Because the Yalav and Mamatin, because we learn now from a Mamatin and from Neisser that both have this Baltei Sir not to leave over, and therefore they both have to be burnt, which is therefore that's the Halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to burn the Chametz. Avagav Damali, now though the Chametz said back to Rabbi Yehuda's Taina with the Mamatinu, well, Chatzayv Ashim Toloi Yechichu, that the Chatzayv and the Ashim Toloi, they could disprove Rabbi Yehuda from his own logic, which you say has to be buried. And Rashazik Rabbi Yehuda was silent, so you see he was rejected. But actually, according to us, Sri Lanka Rabbanan, we actually rule like Rabbanan. That means that they say Chadzavashim Besreifa actually have to be burned. And therefore, there's no refutation of Rabbi Yehuda, because according to us, that we hold that they're burned. So therefore, yes, that is actually like the conclusion of Rabbi Yehuda. But in Sukkah, Rabbi Yehuda holds that's only Dal Minim. Then we say that that's based on, we have the Tain of the Rabbanan, and therefore, that's why we rule like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Next says the master, the end of the Gemara, just like Neisir has to be burned, so the Chametz has to be burned. The Tosfos finds difficult, according to the one that excludes from Ha Neisir, that only Neisir gets burned, well, how does Rabbi Yehuda learn out this halacha? The Gemara brought Rabbi Yehuda that says, we learn out from Neisir, that has Baal Tessir, so to Chametz, you now let leave it over. So just like there has to be burnt, so to over here, so since Ben Timmy begin to say, Tess have to say a second look. Laman the Dorshlo, according to the pin that's burnt, Chavdal, Omerath, Han Neisr, the Sreifa says, oh, the Neisr, the leftover carbon has to be burnt. Vein Devach, the Sreifa, but nothing else gets to be burned. Hechi Olaf, Rabbi Yehuda, Chametz, the Sreifa, and Neisr, and how did Rabbi Yehuda learn out Chametz to be burnt from Neisr, if Han Neisr is excluding everything else? But there's Razma, the Razma answers, the less Lamuti, the Neisr, the Shari, Sur. You're right, as the Gemara says, down the Chavdal, the only thing we were excluding from that, that's only other prohibitions. Well, Chametz, the Dhamma, the Nisa, the Karas, the Balthasir, but Chametz that's similar to Nisa, that it gets Karas and that it shouldn't be left over, that Loyman Matin, that we're not excluding, that we actually are learning out from Nisa. But then, since it's been done, we're going to say, Le'el Hechi Olav, then previously, how did the Gemara learn out, according to one that says, that when it says, Lo Yechel by Nisa, that it's coming to teach you regarding Isur Hana, of Sharis from above the Isur and Be'im Eina Inyan, if it's not teaching us anything regarding Nisa, because the Torah already tells regarding Nisa that you should bring it. So you're teaching about other Isurim to tell you that there's a love by eating it. Now, it's not teaching anything regarding eating, it's teaching us regarding the Isur of Hanah, the other Isurim. And that's to say, well, that's difficult. Because Nuki Kroba Chametz of Hezadavka, if we never can learn that something from Nisa, because you don't need it for Nisa to teach something else, well, maybe the context shouldn't be compared to Chametz on Pesach, the Dama Litvei, like we're saying over here, that's more similar. How do you know to say all of the Isurim too? That it is Esana. And as I said, what you could say is, no, Chametz Pesach, Litzakra. For Chametz Pesach, you wouldn't need the extra pasuk, which we're saying is extra by Neisr, because the Matamel of Mamatin, you could learn out the laws of Chametz from Neisr from a comparison, like our Gemara is saying over here. So you don't need Lo Yechel. Oh, so therefore Lo Yechel must be telling us regarding all of the Isurim, which is not teaching regarding Esachil, it's teaching us regarding Esano. Tinek says, Master begins with the Gemara, Chelbash, Shashar, Hanisko, Yechiach, the fats of the ox that has to be stoned, will disprove. Shaisis finds it difficult that we're learning out from Neisr which has to be burnt, where the Gemara had brought a brisa. The Buddha says, like we said before, Pircham, it's only by Seifa. And the Buddha tries deriving it, says, oh, nicer, it's forbidden to be eaten, so to Chametz. So to Neisir Shreifa, so to Bechametz. They said, wait a second, the Veil will disprove that, where it's forbidden to be eaten, doesn't require Shreifa. He says, oh, wait a second, there's a difference. Neisir Chametz and Pesach are also to be eaten and Hana, in contrast to Nevela, which is Mutmana. So they said, oh, Charnisco will disprove that, where it's forbidden to eat and Hana, and it doesn't require burning. So he says, no, that's different. Because Neisir Chametz and Pesach are forbidden to eat and Hana, and has curse. Charnisco, both also Bechim Hana, doesn't have curse. So on that they said, no, the fat of the shrine is called this proof, which has been to be eaten and on the end is punching up cars and eating it, and it doesn't require sefer. Which Sheikh Shriva, the Riva asked, what do you mean? He goofa, to the contrary. That itself, meaning the chelav of the shrine is called, which they're trying to disprove him from, nailiv me nicer should be learned out from nicer, sheba sefer that it should be burned, could it dominate? Because to the contrary, he's saying it's so similar. That's asvachila, asvana, and therefore you should say also that there is a punishment of cars. On that materials, on that the Riva answers, to lay dominate about this here. No, nicer, and Chametz has Baal Tesir shouldn't be left over. Sharnisko does not have any Easter of leaving anything of it over. So since it's not totally similar, so therefore you cannot learn it out from it, but Mamet's saying that therefore it's actually used to refute and say, oh, you see it has the variables, and it's not with Sreifa, so to not necessarily will you say by Chametz on Pesach.